Kevin and Meriwether were fighting right in the main reception room of the Jones Mansion. Although Kevin had taught Jason a lesson at Grandma Jones's birthday party, Lily doubted that her husband could beat Meriwether. But it made her feel good to see Kevin stand up for her. "Hurry, Kevin, get out!" Lily shouted as she ran to grab her phone and call the police. Kevin acted as if he didn't hear Lily's warning and just stood there, calmly facing Meriwether. Once her phone connected, Lily said, "This is an emergency. Come to the Jones family mansion right away. There's a terrible fight." Lily's voice trailed off. Over the phone, the police operator could hear the fight going on in the background. The Joneses were all amazed to see Kevin standing there, tightly clenching Meriwether's fist. "With your punching speed, you should consider going into the martial arts," Kevin said sarcastically. "How dare you mock me?" Meriwether snarled. While Kevin was holding his fist, Meriwether turned and gave him a powerful kick to the head. The 911 operator told Lily,
"That sounds dangerous. Please keep at a safe distance. Who's fighting?"
"The MMA champion Lucas Meriwether is attacking my husband," Lily cried. Everyone closed their eyes. They were sure that Kevin would be severely injured by the kick. A cold smile emerged on Meriwether's face. He had used this move to knock out a lot of his opponents. But in the next second, to everyone's surprise, Kevin calmly reached out his left hand and grabbed Meriwether by the ankle. When he squeezed his hands together, Meriwether screamed in agony. Then Kevin grabbed Meriwether's hands and feet and threw him onto the ground with a dull thud. Everyone there, including Meriwether's bodyguards, were stunned. They couldn't believe he had beaten the world champion so easily. Before Meriwether could get up from the floor, Kevin put his foot on the man's chest, pinning him down. "So what were you saying about my wife, you arrogant bastard?" Kevin said as he leaned down and slapped Meriwether on the face. "Stop hitting me! I was wrong!" Meriwether begged him. "So you admit that you were wrong. Then maybe you should apologize," Kevin said coldly. "All right, I apologize," Meriwether said in a muffled voice. "Not to me, to Lily." After Kevin finished speaking, he glared at Meriwether's bodyguards. None of them dared to move. They knew that they couldn't beat their boss even if they joined forces. Seeing how easily Kevin had defeated Meriwether, how could they possibly stand a chance? "Never," Meriwether said bitterly. "Never?" Kevin grabbed the man by the collar and raised his palm to slap him. "This is unbelievable," they all thought. "Was this really happening?" Lily gulped in disbelief. She'd been married to Kevin for 3 years and had never seen the side of him. Kevin gave Meriwether another punch to the jaw. It looked like he may have knocked out a couple of his teeth. "We're still waiting," Kevin said threateningly. "I'll do it. I'll do it. Just stop hitting me," Meriwether begged. Kevin turned the big man to face Lily. As everyone looked on in shock, Meriwether said, "Lily, Mrs. Williams, I'm sorry. I should never have done this. Please forgive me." Before Lily could say anything, Kevin said, "I'll call the police now and let them handle this."
"I've already called the police," Lily said softly.
Kevin nodded and lowered Meriwether to the floor. Then he turned around and looked at the man's bodyguards. He ordered them, "Come over and sit on the floor with your hands on your heads." They frowned and looked at each other.
"What are you waiting for? Come over here and sit down next to me," Meriwether shouted at them.
"Yes, sir,"
they replied and sat on the floor to wait for the police. A few minutes later, they all heard sirens approaching the mansion. Officer Emmett walked in, followed by several backup officers. "What's this all about?" she asked. Then she looked at Meriwether and his bodyguard sitting quietly on the floor with their hands on their heads. "What's going on? Why are these guys sitting on the floor?" Officer Emmett frowned and asked.
"Officer, please help me."
Before Meriwether could finish what he was saying, Kevin grabbed him by his throat.
"Kevin, what are you doing? You can't do that in front of a police officer," Officer Emmett said.
"Well, Officer Emmett, I've already guessed what Meriwether was about to say. He just wants to complain. I figured I'd save you some time and just make him shut up," Kevin said calmly. Officer Emmett rolled her eyes at Kevin. Then she turned to the other officers and asked them to have two more cars sent over.
She looked at the Jones family standing in a big circle, then pointed at the men sitting on the floor and added, "Take these guys back to the station for questioning." After Officer Emmett finished giving these instructions, she turned to Kevin and Lily and said, "Please follow me." "Of course, Officer Emmett," Kevin said as he shrugged his shoulders. Then he hesitated for a moment before saying, "Does my wife have to go? She was a little frightened by all of this, and she should go get some rest."
"It's fine. I can go with you," Lily said worriedly.
Officer Emmett said, "I'll be in touch, ma'am." Then she nodded at Kevin and said, "Let's go." Kevin turned to Lily and said, "Go home and rest up. I'll be back soon." Then he and Officer Emmett left the Jones mansion. Kevin sat down in the front seat of Officer Emmett's cruiser. She put it into gear and drove through the gate toward the city. After about 10 minutes, Kevin asked her, "Aren't we going to the police station?" He knew that they weren't in the right neighborhood. "You know the police station pretty well, don't you?" Officer Emmett gave him an odd look and then smiled. "Don't look at me like that," he said. "I drive by the police station all the time, and this is definitely the wrong direction. What's going on?"
"Forget it. I won't tease you anymore," she said in a slightly playful tone. "Actually, I already know what kind of guy Meriwether is. I can find out all I need to know from the Jones family."
Suddenly, Kevin's eyes lit up. "That pill I made actually helped you, didn't it?"
"How did you guess?" she said in surprise.
"I'm not just another pretty face," Kevin joked. "Don't flatter yourself," Officer Emmett said as she went back to looking at the road. As they got closer to downtown, the traffic started to back up, even though it wasn't rush hour yet. Officer Emmett slowed down and squeezed into the next lane over.
"Kevin," she said, "do you have another one of those pills?"
"Officer Emmett, what kind of man do you think I am? I don't just go around handing out pills," Kevin replied as he smiled casually.
"I really didn't expect it to have such a great effect on me. A few hours after you left, I started to feel fantastic,"
Officer Emmett said enthusiastically.
"If you have one left over, may I have it?"
she asked awkwardly. "The supplement has already done its work. Why would you want another one?" Kevin asked. He found her request puzzling. She didn't strike him as someone who was greedy.
"I have a very good friend who needs some help," she explained.
She knew that something this miraculous would be difficult to make herself. Somehow, Kevin seemed to have a gift for it. "I'm not sure I can help," he explained honestly.
"I understand," Officer Emmett answered. He could see in her eyes that she was disappointed.
"However, there may be a way for me to help your friend," Kevin said with a smile.
"How?" Officer Emmett's face lit up.
Kevin glanced at her first, then asked, "Do you know Dominic Archer? I sold him one a couple of days ago."
"You mean you want me to pay for it?"
Officer Emmett asked. Kevin slowly nodded his head. He hadn't heard a lot of the ingredients in the recipes that he'd found. If he wanted to keep experimenting with this herbal medicine, he'd need a lot of money. But he couldn't use any of the Williams Media or KWTD Corporation assets to pay for his personal research. He wanted those companies to continue to grow because he knew he'd need them in the future. So he had to fund the project himself.
"As long as your friend is willing to pay, I can do it," Kevin said calmly. "Don't worry, money isn't a problem. My friend is pretty well off."
Then Officer Emmett asked curiously, "How do you know Dominic Archer? And how much did he pay for your pill?"
"How did I meet him? I'd rather not talk about it," Kevin casually said.
"But he didn't pay much, just $500,000.
Officer Emmett slammed on the brakes when she heard this. "How much did he pay?"
Officer Emmett repeated.
$500,000. Didn't you say that your friend could afford it?" Kevin said with a smirk.
Of course, Kevin knew very well that Officer Emmett's friend would never be able to afford to pay that much. After all, hardly anyone in the whole city was as rich as Dominic. As Kevin expected, Officer Emmett didn't say anything else. She just quietly followed the car in front of them and slowly crossed the next intersection.
"Let's go to the police station for a statement," Officer Emmett said blankly.
"Officer Emmett, I consider us to be friends. Why don't I give your friend a 20% discount?" Kevin said nervously.
Was Kevin really afraid of going down to the police station? Of course not.
He knew that Meriwether was completely in the wrong, although he may have gotten a little carried away defending Lily against the bully. Kevin was acting anxious so he could give Officer Emmett a way out. A 20% discount? Isn't that still a few hundred thousand? Officer Emmett said sadly. Kevin, are you teasing me? Are you having fun? He knew that she couldn't possibly afford to help her friend, no matter how generous she was. Forget about it, Officer Emmett. I value our relationship. In the short time I've known you, we faced a lot together, even fought side by side. I'll just give you the pill, Kevin said gently. Really? Officer Emmett said as she pulled to the curb and slammed on the brakes again. Her sudden move caught Kevin off guard and he grabbed the armrest. Officer Emmett, can you please be more careful? I can give you the pill, but I do have one condition, Kevin said nonchalantly. I knew it. I already told you I can't afford it, so if you're asking for any money, we can forget about the whole thing. Officer Emmett said bluntly, Don't worry. The condition I want is very simple. All you have to do is say please, Kevin said with a smile. Officer Emmett turned her head and continued driving. A few minutes later, she said, Okay, please give me the pill for my friend. Wasn't that easy? Kevin said with a smile. Then he took a small bottle out of his pocket and poured the pill out into his hand. Thank you, Officer Emmett said gratefully. Then she quickly took out her phone and called her friend. Hello? Where are you right now? I've got the pill. She made a U-turn and started to head back out of the city. Where are we going now? Kevin wondered.